This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Health workers say scores of people were killed when an airstrike hit a busy market in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Medics in Tigray's regional capital have told the Associated Press they were unable to confirm how many people were killed, but one doctor said health workers at the scene reported more than 80 civilian deaths. The conflict began in November when Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighbouring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. A staffer with an international aid group who had spoken with a colleague at the scene says it was horrific. We don't know if the jets were coming from Ethiopia or Eritrea. They're still looking for bodies by hand. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There are conflicting reports over an incident involving Russian and British naval vessels in the Black Sea. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Interfax news agency in Russia, quoting its defense ministry, says that a Russian ship fired warning shots at HMS Defender after it crossed into waters claimed by Russia near Crimea and Russia's local Navy headquarters. The incident's even said to have involved a Russian military jet dropping bombs in the path of the British vessel, which left afterwards. But the British government is telling a very different series of events. Its defense ministry says that no warning shots were fired, there was no jet dropping bombs in the ship's path, and says the Russians had given prior warning to ships in the area that it was just doing weapons training that day. HMS Defender was passing through on the way to Georgia, the UK says, and some Russian vessels did shadow it, which is normal.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. This is VOA News. As his administration braces for a potentially turbulent summer, President Biden is set to announce new efforts to stem a rise in violent crime. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Violent crime overall is lower than 5 years ago, but after plunging early in the pandemic, crime rates are rising. The White House says the president will lay out a plan to fight back, including more money for cities that need more police and a crackdown on gun dealers who break federal laws. He's already announced several executive actions on gun control, but legislative remedies are tougher, and the politics are tricky as the president tries to fight crime while also boosting progressive efforts to reform policing. There are two efforts that don't have to be at odds with each other, but are increasingly billed that way. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday, the end of a 26-year run for the pro-democracy tabloid. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a public school in Pennsylvania wrongly suspended a cheerleader over a vulgar social media post. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The ruling was 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy. She did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented, using curse words and a raised middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights.
Young students and adults like me shouldn't be punished for them expressing their own feelings.
But the justices did not rule out schools from disciplining students for what they say off campus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd.